Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Hello, Diana. I see that I've been charged for your product and I did not order.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
That is 925. Wait, oh gosh, hold on. Oh my God, I just moved. Hold on. 9298. Let me see my address real quick.
Okay.
98208.
And what's your first and last name?
Karen Armstrong.
And for security purposes, ma'am, can you verify your address for me?
14522 54th Avenue Southeast, Everett, Washington, 98208.
Yeah.
But that's huh?
I'm sorry, you can continue. What were you about to say?
Well, I was going to say, if it doesn't show up at that address, I never got anything in the mail. I just happened to be going through my banking, and it shows I was charged.
Well, it says here that you started our free 14-day trial for our aloe vera skincare cream and our aloe vera eye serum. And, ma'am, you never called in to cancel that trial, and we did let you know on the terms and conditions.
What is that? What kind of product?
The aloe vera facial moisturizer and the aloe vera eye serum.
I'm paying $100 for this? No, ma'am. I'd like to cancel that. No.
Okay, well, Miss,
trial, I'm not even happy with it. Please, please refund my money. I don't have that kind of money.
Well, Ms. Karen, those charges are valid. We let you know when you accepted the terms and conditions that if you didn't call in to cancel that trial, you would have to pay for that at that full 30-day supply at retail price. Now, if you called in
okay,
to cancel, then you wouldn't.
Honey, I, you know what? I don't, unfortunately, I have brain cancer. I don't even have a memory. I don't know how that ever got to a manager, a supervisor.
So you don't remember authorizing the charge of $745 and $670?
Excuse me?
You don't remember authorizing the charge of $745 and $670? It has your address here.
What date?
On the 17th of April.
Oh, God. Now I can't even remember yesterday. I can't afford that. I will send the product back. I do have it here. I didn't even know what the heck it was, where it came from, and I haven't even used it. So I need just to send it back, get my money.
Well, ma'am, we do have a no return policy due to COVID and health and safety standards, but I can get you sent over to the fraud department. Well, you said you do remember these charges?
No, I don't. I don't. But
so
I
ma'am,
did
what are you
going to
send back?
I did get the product.
Yeah,
but I
and
didn't
that's
know
what
where
you
it
paid.
Came from. I, honey, $100? I don't want it. I don't have $100 to spend on a product. So I tried it. Didn't see a difference. I unfortunately did not cancel. I understand your policy, but I'm sure that they can make an exception.
Mm-hmm. And we can go ahead and cancel that so you won't receive any future charges or any future products.
Oh, yes. Please, honey, please. And can I speak to somebody about a refund?
I don't know who, ma'am, but we all follow the same protocol. She's going to let you know that this is a valid charge also. We can only cancel your account.
You're really great at your job, sir. You've got to make an exception. I will send you my medical record. Seriously, I have brain cancer. They took out my right temporal lobe, which is your short-term memory. I can't keep up with anything. I don't have a memory. So
I do understand that, ma'am. That's why I'm canceling your account.
Please do, but is there anyone there, honey? Please, $100, bullshit. Bummer. Is that? And that's how you want. You have zero refund because of COVID?
Yeah, we have a no return policy due to COVID and health and safety standards. But I do have your account canceled. Are you ready for that cancellation code?
Oh.
I mean, your phone keeps going in and out. I can't hear you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready for it. Go ahead.
That is C as in cat, 35919.
Is there not a supervisor available?
Ma'am, I can't hear you.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.